On this episode of Chicago Beer Pass, Nick and I are drinking some Basement Party from Temperance as we talk about events. They're back, and Goose Island is kicking it off with two of them. All that more on this episode. Here we are, hitting up events, drinking our way through Chicago beer, and trying not to miss a thing.
Yeah, because, you know, got a cork popped out, boom, it flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
You know, all you have to do is add some fruit, stir it up, and ride that milkshake wave.
Whenever I see him, I gotta take a photo with the most decorated brewer in Chicago, Jonathan Cutler.
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to, every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Raw, raw, raw.
Sometimes you want a small beer, but really, you want a big beer.
You gotta take in all those big aromatic hops.
Hey, what are you doing this weekend? Waiting in line for a bottle release?
You should have never been a fad. The black IPA is delicious.
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Brad, what's up, man? I'm Nick White.
1 year. I think it's been, this would have been 1 year ago, we would be have started our quarantine series.
Coronapalooza, man. A year, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, and then just like that, it's over. I think everyone hit the year point and they said,
that's all I got.
To celebrate our year, let's just open up at half capacity.
Yeah, that's over. Yeah. We're done.
It's over.
Never. We tried it for a year, and that's all we got.
Enough's enough.
Yeah.
Enough's enough.
If told we me 2 weeks, that's a year.
If we spread it, fuck it. You know, all I know is that it's a year, and I've had enough. So everything open.
Yeah.
All right. That. Okay.
So we're ready. We're ready to party.
Fuck, Brad. This is so weird, man.
So we are here drinking some Temperance Basement Party. You know, because we don't have real parties yet. We just have hidden basement parties that you don't want people to know about.
Like the best basement parties, our lager is uncomplicated, unfiltered, and down for whatever. This sounds a little sleazy here. easy drinking and refreshing.
It is very easy drinking.
You know, they call Evanston E-Town. This beer is good. Let me start there. I like this beer a lot. Yeah. They call Evanston E-Town. That is dumb. That's a dumb nickname. But I like this beer, man. You know, low hop fruitiness, kind of round, gets out of the way. It's fine. I like it.
Yeah. I was over at Temperance. I'll get to that in a minute. But when I went to pick up the six pack to go, I was like, oh, I got to get this basement party. And some guy in front of me was like, oh, yeah, it's like, you think it's going to taste like natty or something like that, but it's not. It's better.
Right.
That was how he described it. I was like, all right, man. Well, exactly. I would hope that Temperance doesn't make like Natty Light here. Just say, this is E-Town.
There's
Natty Town.
First of all, this is the E-Town, okay, bro? And but yeah, man, you forget that, you know, those beers, like, I'm not a big fan of PBR, but you can make that type of beer and make a good version of it, and that's what some of these craft folks are doing.
Right, like, this is a nice one. We see Metro do it all the time. I feel like we had another, like, well, Dovetail, but we had another, like, American lager from somebody that was just like, damn, that's good. Like,
Urban Chestnut? No, it was someone who we don't check for lagers from
that often, yeah.
Yeah, it's escaping me, but we had it, and we're like, hey.
Well, that's good. but yeah, I'm digging this. Pick up a six-pack over at Temperance or wherever.
Good call, man, because I'm in Rogers Park all the time, and I never go to Temperance. And it's like, it's the closest. Well, it's one of the closest.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, well, Peckish Pig is like 2 blocks away. But then after that, it would be Sketchbook and then Temperance.
Right. Does Package Big have to-go stuff?
I don't know. They got a really good lamb burger, so I just kind of get that.
That sounds good.
I don't really get the beer a whole lot. I like the cocktails. I'd like their beer on draft. I've never really bothered to get their beer to go.
Okay.
I kind of just see it as part of being there. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, usually if I'm in the E-Town, I go to...
like how we just added the to it.
I usually go to the Sketchbook.
The Sketchbook. Yeah, man.
So I don't make it to Temperance that often, like, which is... it seems silly because it's like you should just go to both of them.
Yeah, just make it a 1-2 step.
And then there's a new brewery my buddy who lives up there mentioned that like just opened, and I shouldn't have said anything because I don't know.
Well, Smiley Brothers is up there.
Right.
So I'm just kind of running the ball. Maybe you'll remember if I just keep naming.
I don't count them.
They're like Chili's with a brew system, right?
There was someone else he said like just opened a couple weeks ago.
In Evanston?
Yeah. Hmm. So I don't know. They're adding some crews up there.
I mean, it's pretty booming downtown. It's a pretty, well, the school's there. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a pretty fun downtown. It's right by the lake.
Yeah.
They got a lot of pride, Evanston pride. You see purple everywhere. Small town USA. It's cool. I like going up there. I feel like I'm in a little town. I feel like I'm in a suburb with a little more character than, like, you know, I don't know, the Highland Park.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah. Right. I went up to Evanston or Temperance because they basically do tailgating. And so basically the parking lot, you can just drink it. Roll up in your car, pull out your folding chair, buy a six pack and hang out.
I like that.
So a couple of friends were up there last weekend. You know, it was like 40 something. The sun was out.
Yeah.
Like did that. I brought a little grill. Cooked up some brats. You just bought six fat.
You're not just hanging out in the lot. You're like legit tailgating.
Yeah. I was like, oh my God, this is kind of awesome. Like,
oh, that's funny.
They do have like an outdoor patio seating, but it was all booked up for all day. So there was no doing that, even if we wanted to. But we were all kind of, you know, still on the like, I don't know, I'm good like standing outside and just drinking. Why do I need to go in there and drink?
You know, I'm already drinking right here.
Right. I don't need someone else giving me a beer. I can get my beer. So that was great. And I need to find out.
You got a hole in my mouth.
Need to look for another brewery that's doing this too, like a tailgate parking lot takeover kind of thing.
Yeah. Because because all of them sit in these industrial parking lots, right? A lot of them do. Theirs, they threw concert series in there, so that gives you an idea how big theirs is.
Yeah.
So I don't think most of them are that big, but, I mean, shit, if you got the space. I saw Slick Rick at Temperance. Nice.
Okay.
It was fantastic. Yeah, felt like I was fucking 12 years old.
That's pretty cool.
It was good.
They just had, they had a couple porta potties set up, and everyone's, you know, when you get in line, the line for these bathrooms now is sort of weird because everyone's like 6 to 10 feet apart, so they feel super long lines, but it's only a couple people. So that was the only like kind of awkward thing where it's like we're in this porta potty now and still got this pandemic going on, but I don't go inside to drink, but I'll go in this porta potty. Yeah,
I see what you mean. Yeah,
but you know. I did see someone, or there was thought of like, can we just pee like in the snow pile next to the car?
I mean, you're, but you know,
it was busy. There was a lot of people.
You're an adult male, you know, or it's not, you know, you.
Yeah, but there's kids.
Like, oh well, since you prefaced it that way, fine.
Yeah.
But you know,
I don't want to do that.
That's one advantage we have, you know. We're, you know.
That's the only advantage. but then I did have, and I grabbed a six pack of this. Was their Escape IPA.
Okay.
I posted a picture on our IG last night. This is just the IPA.
That's it.
Do you know they make those still?
Did not.
Plain
just
IPA.
Just an IPA.
Yeah.
Just an American IPA.
Yeah.
But you know they
no haze.
No haze. Just like a straight up, like a beer.
A beer that's hoppy. Bitter hoppy.
I'm into it, man. You know.
It sounds crazy.
We're getting back to the basics around this joint, Brad.
I know, we're drinking.
That feels good.
Lagers and 6% IPAs.
And like, it's not like I'm like...
Like old men.
Right. I'm not looking for reasons to like it. Like, I just like it. You know, I'm just happy about it. You know? Mm. Yeah.
I remember, it was like a year ago. I don't know if we like even talked about this. Maybe we did. The idea like you had parents or... maybe family members who would always just drink the same thing. If it was like Bud Light or Miller Light, whatever, they just had a lot of it. And then you're like, there's better stuff. But then now I'm at the like, I just like the six pack of Basement Party. Like, just give me that. I don't need all this other stuff. Just like, I kind of get it now.
We're becoming that older generation that used to be super old to us. We're slowly becoming them. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's there's no way around it, but.
I just want a 5 to 6% beer that I can have like a couple of.
Yeah.
And then like, be good.
You know, all I want is for them to quit giving the cops all the money from the fucking Corona relief, and all I want is a 6% beer. That's all I want. I'm a simple guy.
Too much to ask. but that was my only little stop. Yeah, the temperance thing was good. A couple hours there. I need to do a little research and see if anyone else is doing parking lot.
Like tailgating.
Tailgate style.
I like that.
I feel like somebody in the suburbs would probably be doing it.
Well, you know, the drive-in concert thing was a thing over the summer, like a Soldier Field. And I know a Soldier Field and a parking lot of a brewery are not the same. But, you know, the concept of let's use the space a different way, you know. So, like, I would totally be down for just, like, a tailgate, you know, at a brewery. That sounds cool as hell.
I know, like, Beguile and Dovetail have their, like, outdoor seating kind of thing. But I think there's still, like, a server. Like, I'm okay just buying the six pack or whatever and just we sit at a table and
just be there. You brewery, don't do anything, just be there, put some tables out,
provide the table,
put maybe some pisters and we'll do the rest.
Low overhead.
So I'm
gonna try to find out another spot that's doing it. If anyone knows one, like, hit me up, dude, because what, it's 50 this weekend, so
we're back. It's drinking weather
and all these bars are going to be busy because what's All-Star game?
All-Star weekend, and you know, it's the warmest weekend in the year too. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be nuts this weekend. It might as well be 75. People are going to go nuts.
75, no pandemic. It's on.
Oh, God help us all, man. We are acting like this. We're acting like it was a chalkboard, and we just said, "All right, we're done with this part of the presentation. We're done. We're just wiping it clean. That's it. Like, and Rona's over. That's it."
Yeah, but I know we've said this like many times. Like, you hate to get it from just going and getting a beer. Like, you tried so hard not to do it, and I'd hate to get it now at the end. Like, I see the finish line. And then it's like, oh, I tripped, and I fell there. So.
Yeah, what Brad said.
You got to still, be a little cautious.
You know.
But you could maybe be a little less cautious.
We were on the right track when shit was closed. Now we're fucked, dude.
Yeah.
We're fucked.
But people got it. They got the vaccine.
A lot of people getting vaxxed.
Yeah, and people had it, so they're probably good.
Probably.
They didn't die.
Maybe.
Maybe
right.
If they get it again, they might die. So, I haven't had it once. So.
I cannot. You know, I'll either be tailgating or I'll be at home in swim trunks and a hoodie.
Yeah.
Watching it from a distance.
You're just going to drive up to breweries with their beer and drink in your car. Like, all right.
Like, oh, these guys are having fun.
I was at Microphone today. I was drinking this beer in the car and then I left.
That was fun. Where are we going next? What else is out this way?
That was my only stop. I know I'll probably make it out to the suburbs pretty soon. I know someone like Salamoth has a great patio.
Yeah.
And they didn't really have a server when I went there. You just kind of went up to the counter and got beer and took it to your table. So I think that's fine. I don't think you need the server. Like, just have your counter, and I'll get the beer.
I saw that they were looking for staff, too, for that project on Armitage.
Oh, okay.
Cross street from, Middlebrow. Just a couple doors down from, like, Parsons and Middlebrow. Salamos right there. They've been there.
Oh, yeah.
I remember riding the bike over the summer, and you would see all the windows all plastered with Salamos graphics covered. So that'd be exciting.
So I bet that happens coming here in the summertime.
You know, they make good beer.
Mm-hmm. And it's right off, it's not far from the 606, and there's like the park isn't too far there.
Right.
So
grab a six pack, grab some Parsons, hang out right on the boulevard, go to Scofflaw, get some cocktails,
get some bread at
Middlebrow. Yeah. And get a loaf of sourdough at Middlebrow.
I still haven't been to Middlebrow.
Because we went and it was closed.
Yeah.
That one
but
time.
You've been.
I went back.
Okay.
had a lager. They served their lager in a rocks glass, which was kind of cool. So I went to one side at the bar, fancy bar, like a marble white bar.
Oh, that's cool.
Fancy. Fancy schmancy.
That's a spot I got to hit up at some point here.
Not on Tuesdays. Not on Tuesday nights.
Yeah. So what else is that? We were talking about lagers and...
Yes.
You know, we got two people making some good lagers. We got Haymarket.
Yeah.
Haymarket's got some good lagers. And they just came out with a new beer.
Oh, yeah. That's right, man. And it's a fun little beer. It's for the Chicago Reader.
Was it a lager or is it just a classic American ale? That sounds like a Pete Crowley beer.
Let's see.
Like
it's
American ale.
It's called the Daily Line. No, it's a lager.
Okay.
The Daily Line, and it's called Don't Stop the Press. So it's a tribute to local news outlets, and actually the beer's going to benefit Block Club of Chicago.
Oh, nice.
So it looks like it's might be a collaboration with Chicago Reader because the Reader's logo's on the can.
Okay.
Yeah. So I can dig that, man. They're doing good. Doing good helping people down there at Old Haymarket Pub
and Brewery. That's good because I can't, like... How is the Chicago Reader online? Like, can you read it on the internet?
Oh, yeah, you know, because I remember Chicago Reader would have, you know, it's a free paper, and they put some effort into it because it was always nice and thick right next to the Red Eye or whatever. Back when you would go to newsstands and just grab, you know, right?
Just give us our lager and our newspaper.
Yeah, so. It's cool. It's got an old news press on the can, which I kind of like. Yeah, and some nice little. It's nice little graphics. It's cool. Yeah.
So this is beer. It's out. It's coming out.
Looks like it's out.
Okay.
Yeah, and you can order it for carry out or to go at Haymarket. Yeah.
Nice. Cool. And then another lager. That's coming out though. Metro, who brews Seps?
Yeah, how do you say it? Because we've had it on the show. And it's.
Sepe?
It's S E I P P, however you say that is. Sep? Sipe? See, it's the E in front of the I that's throwing me. The Conrad Sipe Brewing Company. So this is a collaboration with Metropolitan. So, you know, they talked about. And this was within 20 years of the world's of the Great Chicago Fire, you know, the largest brewery in Chicago was Seep. Okay. And they were saying how so what do we have? It was an extra pale ale from them. Extra.
Right, and that was the one that Doug found, like, there wasn't a recipe, but there was tasting notes.
Doug.
So he like pieced together what he thinks the beer possibly tasted like, so probably wasn't exactly that, but what they think people would have thought it tasted like.
Yeah, so this beer is going to come out on March 4th to celebrate Chicago's birthday, and this is a Bock.
Okay. So that's tomorrow, the day after us recording this.
Pre-Prohibition Pilsner was the first one. Okay. I said something totally. Oh, it was called Sepp's Extra Pale is what it was called, so that was a confusing part. But it was a Pilsner, and that's available year-round.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I'm tempted to go pick this up, and like we're talking about it being nice. Metro's patio there is pretty nice too, and if I can get some Jitterator,
I tell you, man. You know, we were talking in one of the lives, you and I, about if you had one brewery that you could drink all year, you know, who would it be, right? And we're talking about breweries that made a bunch of different shit.
Yeah,
and I was tempted to say, in retrospect, I was tempted to say you could drink Metro all year.
True,
and really have no issues with it, because of what you said with the coffee beers, and you know the fucking you know they got like a 9%. I think Dynamo's like a 9% dark brown lager.
And you're just drinking it out of a stein all the time. You're good.
You're gonna be floating. You're gonna be feeling all right.
So two new lagers this week. Yeah, look at Chicago's a lager town now. Have you always been a lager town?
Dude, we're not talking about.
We're winning hazy. We're a hazy IPA town. We're a lager town.
We're a hazy IPA town. We're a lager town.
And we're a stout town.
We're a stout town. You know, we'll drink some black. We drink beer. We drink beer. Yeah.
Nice. What else? There was another. We got events are coming back.
We do got events.
Goose Island is the one kicking things off.
Brad's on a roll today, man. Yeah, we got the good folks at Chicago's oldest brewery. You know, Goose Island Stout Fest is back, Brad.
So this usually happened around St. Paddy's Day.
Yeah, this was the one event. I don't know, man. Very few events over the years are more fun than Stout Fest. I've always, because it is a fucking train wreck. It's their version of St. Paddy's Day.
The one day we double fested it.
Yeah, where did we go before that? We were
headquarters Firkin' Fest.
That's right. Yeah.
That was a mess. We shouldn't. That was.
I say twice a year though.
Not as bad as our double header of
the Big North. And the thing out in Oak Brook.
Yeah.
No, Oak Park. Park
Microbrew.
That's a top fiver right there, bud.
That was a great day.
That was pretty legit. So, Goose Island Stout Fest, which, it's their St. Paddy's Day party. This year, it's a 12 Chicagoland breweries, and it's a 90-minute brewer-led tasting. So, this will be on Sunday the 28th. That was another thing, a Sunday fest. It's always on a Sunday.
Okay. Yeah. So if it's a brewer-led tasting, so you're going to sit down probably like properly spaced from people and have 12 beers and hear people talk about them.
And you'll be outside. And it looks like you get two flights with 2-ounce pours from the 12 breweries.
So six flights each or six beers in each flight.
Yeah. Sounds like it's the 21st and then it's the following Sunday, the 28th.
So it's 2 weeks.
It's 2 weekends. Yeah. Oh,
that's kind of nice.
Reminds me a little bit of the Black Friday events that would be at Clybourne, where we'd all hang out in the Carl Strauss room or whatever they're calling that first room.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, they hang out, they talk. And that's where they did all, actually that was the preview, but then they also did all the Black Friday events that way too.
So this is at Goose Island Clybourne.
Yes.
Outside. Where are they?
Outdoor heated tent. Probably another lot party. They're tailgating. The Stout Fest is also a tailgate.
So what? Do they just take over the, because it's Bed Bath & Beyond? Are they done?
Yeah. So there's what? Patagonia's over there. Bed Bath & Beyond. And
Bed Bath & Beyond's gone.
Maybe. Right? They got to work something out. Because where else are you going to do it? You can do it across. No, where are you doing this? If you're Goose,
I guess it has to be there. And just
you could do it with you could do it at the Benny's, just across street. You know, because Benny's has that big, the big event room, the big bar room.
Yeah, I bet they just shut down their parking lot part of it.
Yeah,
because I think they share the lot with the, is it CVS or Walgreens? You can park there.
It's like little suburbia. There's a ton of shops there. It's like a gigantic outdoor 5-block mall.
Yeah.
Over in that little section of.
I think my number one pick at the since we're a year in was for Goose Island Clybourne to officially shut down from
that
COVID.
That was the leader in the clubhouse, huh? They were barking all those years. They were like, "Oh, we're done. Oh, our lease is up. You know, we might be closing."
I guess they're not going to. They should, but.
I mean, they got some cash, Brad. They just redid the joint. What, a year or 2 years ago?
Yeah.
You know, they got a couple bucks, you know. Although they don't own the mall they're in. I feel like, you know, they're not going to let it. That's ground zero. That's 1988. That's where it all started.
So they would lose that legacy?
Yeah. But, you know, they did close Goose or Jace. They did close the Philly one, Philly brew house. Hmm. And they were letting Double Barrel go for like $50 each at the Philly one, like a flash sale. Like, here, take it all.
Damn. Okay.
But yeah, a lot of fond memories of Stout Fest. So Stout Fest is back. Half Acre Microphone, Coos Blanca, just to name a few, 12 breweries in total, and probably the coolest trophy on the festival circuit.
Okay.
That
we might have to try to get to this. What are you feeling?
Yeah. I'd like to go. It's already full.
Oh, it's already full.
It's already gone. Their tickets are already gone, but I'd like to go. Maybe we can work something out. Who knows? We've worked things out before.
We need to open up like a media preview. Just give us six. We don't need all 12.
Let's take it for a spin before whatever time it starts.
Yeah.
Whatever the hour is before that. Let's do that.
And Goose Island is doing like a 312 day thing you know, they're making lemons out of limes,
lemons out of lemonade or however the fuck it goes. Yeah. Their flagship ale is 312. The notorious 312. Now, I haven't had very much good to say about 312, but you know what was good? The black cans, the dry hop 312.
That was great.
That was a nice little moment. Yeah. Tall boy, had a little old school Chicago map on the back.
But when 312 launched, that was like as I was first diving into craft beer. Like I was talking about summertime being like my jam, and then 312 launched, and it was. I swear the recipe changed, but we've been told it hasn't. But it was more of an Allagash White kind of rival.
Yeah, my first time having it, it was special. It was a wheat ale, yeah. And it did all those things you said.
I remember having it at Bucktown Pub. That was where I had it. Like, yeah. And it was like, my buddy was like, "Oh, we gotta get 312 Chicago beer. We gotta get it." And I was like, "All right."
Yeah, it was designed by John Hall, who left to go to Fire Rabbit. Yeah, that was a moment in Chicago for sure, the 312 beer when it first came out.
Yeah.
And they still consider it their flagship. They launch a whole 312 day, you know, to kind of, I don't know what came first, Oberon Day or 312 Day, but they are very close to each other.
Probably Oberon.
They're both wheat ales too.
Yeah.
But March 12th is 312 Day. 312 Day celebration this year, like Brad said, it's a 312 shandy, 312 lemonade shandy. So it's an adult lemonade. So to celebrate, they're dropping 50 giant lemons around Chicago. And if you find a giant lemon, they're giving you one of those cool Goose Island mountain bikes, Brad.
Okay.
You know what? Those fucking bikes are nice, man. Those bikes are nice. Goose Island branded bike to the lucky lemon finders, Brad.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah.
Have you had lemon 312 yet?
No.
Okay. What if it's a third today, so it'll be about 312 day next time we record, so maybe we gotta pick some up, and that's what we're drinking next week, because I haven't had it. I hope dry hop 312 comes back.
Yeah, you know, it's funny, it had to be on purpose. On the Goose Island feed, when they were posting these lemons next to these 312 shandies, their location was Chippewa Falls in the picture, which is Linakugel,
yeah.
Which is, you know, where the that's the original gigantic shandy was the Linakugel, yeah. Summer shandy, you know. So I'm like, that's got to be on purpose. That's kind of funny. Like, why are they geotagging Chippewa Falls?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've only had like a actual shandy, like really like made by someone. Like one time at someone's like backyard wedding, they're like, "We got Coors Light. And we mix it with lemonade. Let's go."
There you go. That is
like,
how it
is. I was like, what? Oh, that's the actual shanty. And this isn't the Rattlers. Like, are we?
Well, yeah, I was thinking that. What is the? Are those synonyms? Is that like your double pale and your IPA? Or these are
right. Why isn't this a 312 Rattler?
Yeah.
Why is it a 312 shanty? They probably, 100% guarantee they tested this and shanty sold better than Rattler.
Nobody's buying Rattler. Who's buying Rattler unless you buy a Stiegel Rattler, which is actually 2.5% tall boy and grapefruit.
Yeah, maybe
fantastic.
Is a Rattler lower percentage than a shanty?
Is that the difference? Or, you know, one of them's shit. It's got something to do with where they were made, I'm guessing, too. Right. Rattler is for sure like a straight up German thing.
Yeah.
I don't know if Pilsner is a Pilsner. The base beer probably defines Shandy versus Rattler. I don't know. They say it is the real story is like.
Maybe not everything can be a Rattler, but anything can be a Shandy.
Oh, it's like brandy. It's like cognac. Like all cognac is brandy, but all brandy can't be cognac.
Right. So if you're mixing beer with any kind of fruit, it can be a. I don't know.
It can be a shandy, but a Rattler is a certain type of shandy.
Like it has to be made that way. That's what I'm guessing. I'm just making this up.
I mean, it's gotta be something. But they had a bar was on the path. The bar was there running out of beer, and there was a protest, and the bar happened to be where the protest was. This is the story of the origins of the shandy. Oh. And he's like, you know, the rowdy protesters, they just got through protesting. They're all having beers. There's way too many of them. And they're like, fuck, we're running out of beer. He's like, if we run out of beer, they're going to tear my fucking bar up. He starts putting lemonade in the shandy just to stretch out the lemonade in the beer.
He watered down the beer.
He watered down the beer with lemonade, and the shandy was born, is the origins of the shandy.
Oh. Yeah. That's weird, too. How much? Why do you have so much lemonade? Who has that amount of lemonade versus beer?
It's not the first thing I would think to do. I'd be like, he had hella lemons.
I'm going to water this down, right?
He's like, you, lemons, you, sugar, you, spring water, let's fucking go. Let's go. And you got just as much of this shit as you do beer at your bar.
He was probably like, shit, we like bought way too much lemonade, but everyone's drinking this beer now. Which one? We got to sell more lemonade.
Which one of you motherfuckers ordered all these lemons?
Oh. That sounds more...
I'm just telling you how it started.
Yeah. Oh. I don't know. I bet there's a lemon podcast out there telling the story the other way. Yeah. This is how the shandy started. Somebody had a bunch of lemonade.
This bar.
And they like had too much. And they're going to drink us out of lemonade.
This bar robbed this farmer of all his lemons. That's what the real story is. That's the real story, man.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so we're going to drink 312 Shanty next week.
I'm down.
And we will probably ramble on about the same story, or we'll actually find out what the difference between a Rattler and a Shanty is.
I think we should ask the good folks at Goose Island that.
Okay.
Yeah.
But they had a 312 Rattler, didn't they? It was the lime. They had the lime.
Like on draft?
Didn't they have a lime cucumber Rattler?
That sounds good.
They did.
That sounds good.
I think it was messing up the lines because it was like flavoring the lines.
Probably at one of the parties, you mean?
I think this was on tap at the brewery, and it was a similar issue that they had when they brewed that Indian spiced.
Oh, the Devon. Right. They went to Devon Avenue, got all these spices, and made some fucking weird spicy beer.
They had to replace lines at bars because it was just coated with Indian spices. So
Goose is wild as hell, man.
You know, plastic, those soft plastics absorb flavors.
I mean, you throw curry in a fucking beer, you know. It's not going to just...
So I think they had a lime cucumber Rattler.
But we could have looked this up by now.
That's no fun. It's way more fun.
It's way more fun to just, yeah.
And someone's yelling.
I'm just going to leave it at that.
You know who's yelling at us?
Oh, Sean. My man Sean Curry.
Yeah.
So up in the E-Town.
Those idiots. Here's what a Rattler
is. What's wrong with these people? Who gave them? Who sold them microphones?
They're drinking Temperance. cool. So, all right. 312 next week. We got a couple Goose Island events. Events are back.
I'm going to have to find my oldest Goose Island shirt.
Okay. I got to rock my 312 hat. I don't think I have a Goose shirt.
I got the original logo, Clybourne joint.
We do have some stout.
I didn't go anywhere this week, so I brought some Kentucky Fog in case we're feeling frisky. So this was the one where, you know, we were on the show. We were on the Zoom with the crew, and Brad's making the wildest faces.
Nick turned off our camera.
And I'm just like, Brad, pull yourself together, man. What the fuck are we doing? Yeah. So we're going to see how it held up 4 months later.
All right. So we might be diving into that. So look for that on YouTube. I don't know. Is that all we got? And no beer news? I guess the releases were kind of beer news.
Yeah.
Our format is all a mess.
You know, last week we were like leaning into the, you know, it was a new segment of, you know, on this day in beer. It was this weird segment. And then this week, I feel like this week we got a little bit more back to, you know, because stuff's happening. So
stuff's happening again. Events are coming. If you had to guess, do you think our buddy Lou Dog Events, is he gonna be back? Is the beer fest going to happen this year.
If we got to see some sort of variant on the real deal, because last year was the digi slash virtual thing, and that was fine. But we're all tired of virtual calls.
So this tasting thing is I think a test.
You know, I saw something about Jay Wakefield down in Miami. They're talking about doing some kind of fest. I think they're even having people at spring training baseball games in wherever that is, Arizona.
Yeah,
I feel like these super small sessions of fest in person are okay. Because like you said, a lot of people are getting the vax.
Maybe our fest, rather than like we see with Goose Island, it's happening 2 weekends. Maybe the beer fest happens for 2 weekends.
Yeah.
Like we would usually have 1,000 people here, but we're going to have 500 people this weekend and 500 people next weekend.
And if the number of cases don't go up, then Goose should pat themselves on the back for kind of leading the charge. This is the first major fest to come back.
Yeah. There's no way they're refilling glasses, though.
I'm curious to know, because it says you're getting – no, so you're getting a pitcher. If you get 2 souvenir cups, right, you're getting – because that's what it comes with. You get a souvenir cup.
For Goose Island. Thing. Yeah. You're probably just getting that to go.
Oh, and then all
the flight comes in the you get the flight, and then you get the souvenir cups to go.
It's a true souvenir. You don't even use it, and it's all disposable cups.
What are these fests going to do that you would usually refill your little tiny glass? That's not happening.
Yeah, you need little tiny throwaway cups.
Yeah, or everything's going to be in pitchers, and you have to hold your glass. You're never going to hand it to someone to fill it. Like they can't touch your glass.
Make it a cool throwaway fest cup though. Make it plastic, but make it cool. Put some effort into it.
Yeah.
Make it look good, and then just toss them. Have 3 ounces and fucking toss it.
I don't know. That's a lot of waste.
That's my party. If we throw a party, if Chicago Beer Pass throws a party, fuck that cup. Get another one. That's how it's got to be.
It's a lot of waste.
We're gonna break some eggs. Brad, I don't know what to tell you.
Yes, or maybe just like water fountain style. Like, I'll shoot this in your mouth from the tap. Like a little.
I saw a wine bottle like that where it had you turn it upside down and it's got a trigger and they were just shooting each other in the mouth with this wine.
Squirt gun. Here's this maple bacon stout. And just shoot a couple in your mouth.
This is a ridiculous conversation we're having, Brad. Right.
We're going to get out of here. Nick, where can people find you? Get in touch when we're not here.
Man, I'm on Twitter at Nicosio.
And I'm on Twitter at BRAD, Chicago Beer Pass, Twitter, Instagram. We're trying to throw up as many photos as possible.
Every day.
Highlight all of these great beers and breweries in Chicago. So check that out. We got some fun live streams up there.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, so we'll keep doing that. And
trying to use as much of the platform as we can, right? So they'll show all our stuff to everyone who follows us.
Yeah, so they don't abandon us. Nick and Brad don't go anywhere. but yeah, we'll be back with 312 next week.
Hell yeah.
Take care.
Cheers.